Send notes. Note 1. Think if and act. Adding it up, costs and benefits of contraceptive services, estimates for 2012. New York, Guttmacher Institute and United Nations Population Fund UNFPA 2012. Access at less than http www.guttmacher.org/pubs/ARU2012estimates.pdf and gt. End of note. Note 2. World Health Organization. Ensuring human rights in the provision of contraceptive information and services, guidance and recommendations. Geneva, WHO, 2014. End of note. Note 3. Paragraph 12B of General Comment No. 14, Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, 22nd Session. The right to the highest attainable standard of health, Article 12 of the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, CSCR. Geneva, United Nations Economic and Social Council, 2000p/c.12/2000/4, https://www.unsure.ch/tbs/doc.nsf/%28bmb/29/e.c.12.2000.4.n, accessed December 3, 2013. End of note. Note 4. UNFPA and Harvard School of Public Health. The Human Rights-Based Approach to Programming. Practical Implementation Manual and Training Materials. New York, United Nations Population Fund, 2010. Page 18. End of note. Note 5. WHO Bureau. Checklist for Assessing the Gender Responsiveness of Sexual and Reproductive Health Policies. Pilot Document for Adaptation to National Contexts. Copenhagen, World Health Organization Regional Office for Europe, 2010. End of note. Note 6. European Anti-Poverty Network Ireland. A Handbook on Using the Human Rights-Based Approach to Social Exclusion and Equality. At less than http://www.eapn.ie/eapn/wp/content/uploads/2009/10/handbook-on-using-a-human-rights-approach-to-achieve-social-inclusion-and-equality.pdf and gt. Accessed on October 20, 2013. Page 9. End of note. Note 7. UNFPA and Harvard School of Public Health. The Human Rights-Based Approach to Programming. Practical Implementation Manual and Training Materials. New York, United Nations Population Fund, 2010. Page 18. End of note. Note 8. UNFPA and Harvard School of Public Health. The Human Rights-Based Approach to Programming. Practical Implementation Manual and Training Materials. New York, United Nations Population Fund, 2010. Page 18. End of note. Note 9. Paragraph 12B of General Comment No. 14, Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, 22nd Session. The right to the highest attainable standard of health, Article 12 of the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, CSCR. Geneva, United Nations Economic and Social Council, 2000p/c.12/2000/4, https://www.unsure.ch/tbs/doc.nsf/%28symbol%29/e.c.12.2000.4.n, accessed December 3, 2013. End of note. Note 10. Paragraph 12B of General Comment No. 14, Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, 22nd Session. The right to the highest attainable standard of health, Article 12 of the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, CSCR. Geneva, United Nations Economic and Social Council, 2000p/c.12/2000/4, https://www.unsure.ch/tbs/doc.nsf/%28symbol%29/e.c.12.2000.4.n, Access December 3, 2013. End of note. Note 11. Fade and R.R., Beach and T.L. A History and Theory of Informed Consent. New York, Oxford University Press, 1986. End of note. Note 12. Paragraph 12B of General Comment Number 14, Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, 22nd Session. The Right to the Highest Attainable Standard of Health, Article 12 of the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, CSCR. Geneva, United Nations Economic and Social Council, 2000p/c.12/2000/4, http://www.unsur.ch/tbs/doc.pndsf/%28/29/e.c.12.2000.4.10. Accessed December 3, 2013. End of note. Note 13. European Anti-Poverty Network Ireland. A Handbook on Using the Human Rights-Based Approach to Social Exclusion and Equality. At less than http://www.eapn.ie/eapn/wp/contents/uploads/2009/10/handbook-on-using-a-human-rights-approach-to-achieve-social-inclusion-and-equality.pdf and gt.doc. Accessed on October 20, 2013. Page 9. End of note. Note 14. The 9 human rights principles and standards contain many overlapping dimensions. To avoid repetition, each dimension is dealt with under only one of the principle/standards and cross-referenced. End of note. Note 15. Both this recommendation and the next address non-discrimination. To avoid repetitions, the discussion on non-discrimination and the corresponding checklist have been taken up in the next subsection, while this subsection focuses on involuntary and coerced contraception. End of note. Note 16. Open Society Foundation. Against Her Will, Forced and Coerced Sterilization of Women Worldwide. New York, Open Society Foundations, 2011. At less than http://www. OpenSociety.org/sites/default/files/against-her-will-20111003.pdf and gt, accessed on December 4, 2013. End of note. Note 17. Khan M.B., Barb S. and Kumar N. Availability and Access to Abortion Services in India, Myth and Realities. Paper presented at the IUSSP Conference, Brazil, 2001, pages 11 to 12. At less than http://www.archivist.org/brazil2001/s20/s21p10barbs.pdf and gt, accessed on July 8, 2014. End of note. Page 46. Note 18. Mansur Mahvlif. Uzbek Women Accuse State of Mass Sterilizations, The Independent, July 17, 2010. End of note. Note 19. Open Society Foundation. Against Her Will, Forced and Coerced Sterilization of Women Worldwide. New York, Open Society Foundations, 2011. At less than http://www. OpenSociety.org/sites/default/files/against-her-will-20111003.pdf and gt, accessed on December 4, 2013. End of note. Note 20. Open Society Foundation. Against Her Will, Forced and Coerced Sterilization of Women Worldwide. New York, Open Society Foundations, 2011. At less than http://www. OpenSociety.org/sites/default/files/against-her-will-20111003.pdf and gt, accessed on December 4, 2013. End of note. Note 21. For further reference, CUNFPA. eliminating forced, coercive and otherwise involuntary sterilization, an interagency statement. New York, United Nations Population Fund, 2014. Available at www.unfpa.org/rights/eliminating-forced-sterilization.pdf. End of note. Note 22. Hartman B. Reproductive Rights and Wrongs, The Global Politics of Population Control and Contraceptive Choice. New York, Harper and Row, 1987. End of note. Note 23. World Contraceptive Use. End of note. Note 24. Rerink IH and Campbell PB. Improving Reproductive Healthcare Within the Context of District Health Services, The Hands-On Manual for Planners and Managers. New York, UNFPA, 2004. End of note. Note 25. IPPF. Unmet Need of Adolescents. Available at https://www.ict.org/n/newsroom/the-unmet-need-of-adolescents. Accessed on July 17, 2014. End of note. Note 26. Tavro P. Promote or Discourage, How Providers Can Influence Service Use. In May Larcher said, Social Determinants of Sexual and Reproductive Health, Informing Future Research and Program Implementation. Geneva, WHO, 2010. Pages 17 to 36. End of note. Note 27. Zhang Y, Jijin Ho S, Sha IH, Zhang LH, Hissa J, Imam W. Access to Contraceptive Services Among Married Young People in the Northeast China. European Journal of Contraception and Reproductive Healthcare 2004, 9:147-154. End of note. Note 28. Langhawk LF, Kao and FM, Nyamoriti, Power R. Rebates of Shirai Study Group. Improving Young People's Access to Reproductive Healthcare in Rural Zimbabwe. AIDS Care 2003, 15, 47-57. End of note. Note 29. Tengmenkongo Rickle A, Kane R, Wellings K. Gender Double Standards in Young People Attending Sexual Health Services in Northern Thailand. Culture, Health and Sexuality 2005. 7, 361-373. End of note. Note 30. S.B. Eisner is, Hotchkiss Drive, Magnani R.J., Hubbard B., Nelson K. Do service providers in Tanzania unnecessarily restrict clients' access to contraceptive methods? International Family Planning Perspectives 2000, 26:1342. End of note. Note 31. Taylor A. Watkins S.C. Disobedient Distributors, Street-Level Bureaucrats and Would-Be Patrons in Community-Based Family Planning Programs in Rural Kenya. Studies in Family Planning 2001, 32-254-69. End of note. Note 32. Youth-friendly staff may be described as staff members who have a sex-positive attitude and consider sexuality an integral part of human existence. Understand that young people are not a homogenous group, understand diversity in sexual orientation and gender identity, and are able to strike a balance between protecting the young person and respecting and enabling their autonomy, adapted from IPPF. Keys to Youth Friendly Services website at www.ict.org/resources/publications/keys-youth-friendly-services. Accessed 28 October 2013. End of note. Note 33. Iruoker, E.S., Onoka, C.J. and Theory, A. What is youth-friendly? Adolescents or Preferences for Reproductive Health Services in Kenya and Zimbabwe. African Journal of Reproductive Health 200,559-3, 51-58. End of note. Note 34. IPPF. Provide, Strengthening Youth-Friendly Services. Inspire Pack. London, International Planned Parenthood Federation, 2008. End of note. Note. 35. Biddlecombe, A. Muntalai, A. Sink, S. Handwood, V. Adolescents' Views of and Preferences for Sexual and Reproductive Health Services in Burkina Faso, Ghana, Malawi and Uganda. African Journal of Reproductive Health 2007, 11-3. End of note. Note. 36. Downing Ray, Levista, Bulati. Intersections of Ethnicity and Social Class in Provider Advice Regarding Reproductive Health. American Journal of Public Health. 2007, 97:1803-1807. End of note. Note. 37. Becker D. Suiao. Reproductive Health Service Preferences and Perceptions of Quality Among Low-Income Women, Racial, Ethnic and Language Group Differences. Perspectives in Sexual and Reproductive Health. 2008, 40:200-211. End of note. Note. 38. Rerink IH and Campbell PB. Improving Reproductive Health Care Within the Context of District Health Services, The Hands-on Manual for Planners and Managers. New York, UNFPA, 2004. End of note. Note. 39. Bird Street, Bogert L.M. Birth Control Conspiracy Beliefs, Perceived Discrimination, and Contraception Among. Page 47. African Americans, an Exploratory Study. Journal of Health Psychology. 2003, 8:263-276. End of note. Note. 40. Milindwa in. Study on Reproductive Health and HIV/AIDS Among Persons with Disabilities in Kampala, Katakwa and Orofi Districts. Commissioned by Disabled Women's Network and Resource Organization in Uganda. May 2003. At http://d1.bti.org/files/uploads/publications/study%20in%20kampala.pdf. Accessed November 2, 2013. End of note. Note. 41. Cagliani v. Ruberfeld P. Disabled Women and Reproductive Rights. Disability and Society 1997, 12:203-221. End of note. Note. 42. Open Society Foundation. Against Her Will, Forced and Coerced Sterilization of Women Worldwide. New York. Open Society Foundations, 2011. At https://www.opensocietyfoundations.org/sites/default/files/against-her-will-20111003.pdf/gt, accessed on December 4, 2013. End of note. Note. 43. Ensuring availability of contraceptive information and services requires action on many fronts beyond those mentioned in the WHO recommendation. We have therefore added questions in the checklist that speak to other dimensions of availability, such as adequate allocation of public resources for health, increasing the number of health service delivery points and of service providers, and service providers' willingness to provide a complete range of SRH services to all. End of note. Note. 44. U.S. Agency for International Development. Working within an integrated supply chain. Contraceptive Security, Ready Lesson II. Betzer, USAID, End of D. End of note. Note. 45. Center for Diseases Control and Prevention CDC. The Pocket Guide to Managing Contraceptive Supplies, available at http://www.hawaii.edu/hiv/pocket%to-guide%22%to-managing%20contraceptive%to-supplies.pdf. End of note. Note. 46. Center for Diseases Control and Prevention CDC. The Pocket Guide to Managing Contraceptive Supplies, Available at http://www.hawaii.edu/eventaids/pocket%to-guide%20%to-managing%20%contraceptive%to-supplies.pdf. End of note. Note 47. In a recent case before the European Court of Human Rights relating to conscientious objection to provide abortion services, the court decreed that providers may not give priority to their personal beliefs over their professional obligations. O'Rourke, A., D. Crespigny, L. and Pyman, A. Abortion and Conscientious Objection, The New Battleground. Monash Law Review 2012, 38-3, 87-119. End of note. Note 48. UNEFCO. International Technical Guidance on Sexuality Education. An Evidence-Informed Approach for Schools, Teachers and Health Educators. Paris, UNEFCO, 2009. http://unesco.unefco.org/images/0018/00183-183281e.pdf. End of note. Note 49. IPPF.From Evidence to Action. Advocating for Comprehensive Sexuality Education. London, International Planned Parenthood Federation, 2009. Pages 7-8. End of note. Note 50. IPPF.From Evidence to Action. Advocating for Comprehensive Sexuality Education. London, International Planned Parenthood Federation, 2009. Pages 7-8. End of note. Note 51. Committee on the Rights of the Child, 33rd Session. General Comment Number 4. Adolescent Health and Development in the Context of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. May 19, June 6, 2003. End of note. Note 52. Kirby D. The Impact of Sex Education on the Sexual Behavior of Young People. New York, United Nations Population Division, 2011. The Expert Paper Number 2011/12. End of note. Note 53. Swan C., Bouquet, McCormick G., Cosman M. Teenage Pregnancy and Parenthood, The Review of Reviews. Yorkshire UK Health Development Agency, 2003. End of note. Note 54. Juan B., Herta S., Meyer A., Lucy, G. Aoi. The Potential of Comprehensive Sex Education in China, Findings from Suburban Shanghai. International Family Planning Perspectives. 2005-31-6372. End of note. Note 55. Grizzard T., Gonzalez E., Sandoval J. et al. Innovations in Adolescent Reproductive and Sexual Health Education in Santiago de Chile, Effects of Physician Leadership and Direct Service. Journal of the American Medical Women's Association, 2004, 59-207-209. End of note. Note 56. Katarina Steinhardt, Andreas von Kleinau, Stella Cerruti, Pedro Checker, Rebecca Gomes, Claudia Hurled and Olaf Horstick. International Networking for Sexuality Education, A Politically Sensitive Subject. Sex Education, Sexuality, Society and Learning, 2003, Boy, 10.1080/14681811.2013.784194. End of note. Note 57. UNEFCO. International Technical Guidance on Sexuality Education. An Evidence-Informed Approach for Schools, Teachers and Health Educators. Paris, UNESCO, 2009. http://unesco.org/images/0018/00183-183281e.pdf. End of note. Note 58. http://www.gmin.org.com/news/story/192388/news/nation/cdcp-revives-opposition-to-sex-education. End of note. Note 59. UNESCO International Technical Guidance on Sexuality Education. An Evidence-Informed Approach for Schools, Teachers and Health Educators. Paris. Page 48. UNESCO, 2009. http://unesco.org/images/0018/00182/183281e.pdf. End of note. Note 60. Nanda Key. Gender Dimensions of User Fees, Implications for Women's Utilization of Healthcare. Reproductive Health Matters 2002, 1020:127-134. End of note. Note 61. Ballad Anova D. McKeon. Understanding Informal Payments for Healthcare. Health Policy 2002, 60-3, 243-73. End of note. Note 62. Tauber M. was Ken H. Sockeen B., Bailey P. and Berman P. Informal Payments in the Health Sector, a Case Study from Turkey. Health Affairs 2007, 26-4, 1029-1039. End of note. Note 63. Jacqueline E. Derak, Jul Desagh, and Haley Ball, Contraceptive Technologies, Responding to Women's Needs. New York Guttmacher Institute, 2011. End of note. Note 64. WHO. Eliminating Forced, Coercive and Otherwise Involuntary Sterilization, an Interagency Statement, OHCHR, UN Women, UNAIDS, UNDP, UNFPA, UNICEF and WHO. Geneva, World Health Organization, 2014. End of note. Note 65. Gagdu E. and Vadina E. Use of Modern Contraception by the Poor is Falling Behind. PLOS Medicine 2007, 42-31. End of note. Note 66. Katz K.R., West C.G., Dumai A.F., Kane F. Increasing Access to Family Planning Services in Rural Mali through Community-Based Distribution. International Family Planning Perspectives 1998, 24:100-110. End of note. Note 67. Standback J, Spieler J, Shaw I, Finger W.R., The Expanding Access to Injectable Contraceptives Technical Consultation Participants. Community-based health workers can safely and effectively administer injectable contraceptives. Conclusions from a technical consultation. Contraception 2010, 81:181-184. End of note. Note 68. Shelton J.D., Bradshaw L., Hussein B., Zubair Z., Drexler T., et al. Putting Unmet Need to the Test, Community-Based Distribution of Family Planning in Pakistan. International Family Planning Perspectives 1999. 25:191-195. End of note. Note 69. USAID. Expanding Contraceptive Choice to the Underserved through Delivery of Mobile Outreach Services, a Handbook for Program Planners. Washington, D.C., USAID, ICF Macro, 2010. Available at http://www.k4health.org/sites/default/files/expanding%20contraceptive%to-acois.pdf. End of note. Note 70. SGHG, Singhas, Hemshomsk and Bankol A. Induced Abortion Rates and Trends Worldwide. Lancet 2007, 370, 1338-1345. End of note. Note 71. WHO. Safe Abortion, Technical and Policy Guidance for Health Systems. Edition 2. Geneva, World Health Organization, 2012. End of note. Note 72. WHO. Safe Abortion, Technical and Policy Guidance for Health Systems. Edition 2. Geneva, World Health Organization, 2012. End of note. Note 73. WHO. Safe Abortion, Technical and Policy Guidance for Health Systems. Edition 2. Geneva, World Health Organization, 2012. End of note. Note 74. UNOCHA. World Humanitarian Data and Trends 2013. New York, UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, 2013. End of note. Note 75. IAWG for Reproductive Health in Crises. A statement on EPP for women and girls as a life-saving intervention in humanitarian settings. Geneva, Interagency Working Group on Reproductive Health in Crises, 2010. End of note. Note 76. Interagency. Interagency Field Manual on Reproductive Health in Humanitarian Settings 2010 available at http://www.who.in/reproductive-health/publications/emergency/field-manual-rh-humanitarian-settings.pdf. End of note. Note 77. RHRC. Emergency Contraception for Conflict-Affected Settings. The Reproductive Health in Conflict Consortium Distance Learning Module. At http://www.rhrc.org/resources/general_field-tools/er_contraception/ec_brochure_english.pdf. End of note. Note 78. For additional information on provision of emergency contraception in humanitarian settings, refer to Emergency Contraception for Conflict-Affected Settings. The Reproductive Health in Conflict Consortium Distance Learning Module, available at http://www.rhrc.org/resources/general-field-tools/er-contraception/ec-brochure-english.pdf. End of note. Note 79. WHO. Global and Regional Estimates of Violence Against Women. Prevalence and Health Effects of Intimate Partner Violence and Non-Partner Sexual Violence. Geneva, World Health Organization, 2013. End of note. Note 80. WHO. Guidelines for Medical Legal Care for Victims of Sexual Violence. Geneva, World Health Organization, 2003. End of note. Note 81. Larlaska. Reproductive Rights and Options Available to Women Infected with HIV in Ghana. Perspectives of Service Providers from 3 Ghanaian Facilities. BMC Women's Health 2013/13/13/http://www.biomedcentral.com/1470-6874/13/13. End of note. Note 82. Open Society Foundation. Against Her Will, Forced and Coerced Sterilization of Women Worldwide. New York. Page 49. Open Society Foundations, 2011. At http://www.opensocietyfoundations.org/sites/default/files/against-her-will-20111003.pdf and gt. Accessed on December 4, 2013. End of note. Note 83. Adapted from Mitchell H. S., Stephen E. Contraceptive Choice for HIV-Positive Women. Sexually Transmitted Infections 2004, 80:167-173, Table 2. End of note. Note 84. For information on details of how to integrate contraceptive services with ART, see Farrell, E.L. Contraceptive Integrated HIV Services, a framework for integrating contraceptive and antiretroviral therapy services. New York, in Gender Health / The Acquire Project, 2007-57. Available at http://www.ingenderhealth.org/files/pubs/acquire-digital-archive/6.0-integrate-fp-lepins/6.2-resources/6.2-4-tools/fphiv-integration-framework-final.pdf. End of note. Note 85. World Health Organization. Report of a WHO technical consultation on birth spacing, Dom Geneva, WHO, 2006. End of note. Note 86. K4Health. Postpartum Family Planning Toolkit website. At https://www.k4health.org/toolkit/ppfp. Access December 12, 2013. End of note. Note 87. Some examples include the Healthy Timing and Spacing of Pregnancy HTSP Program 60, the Optimal Birth Spacing Intervention BSI 59, and the more recent Access FP programs, Catalyst Consortium. End of Project Report. Internet. USAID/Catalyst Consortium, 2005. Access January 16, 2013. Available from pdf.usaid.gov/pdf_docs/pdacg357.pdf. End of note. Note 88. Basics III. Healthy Timing and Spacing of Pregnancy HTSP : End of Project Report. USAID/Basics, 2005. Access January 6, 2014. Available from http://www.basics.org/reports/find-report/htsp-final-report-basics.pdf. End of note. Note 89. Catalyst Consortium. End of Project Report. Internet. USAID/Catalyst Consortium, 2005. Access January 16, 2013. Available from pdf.usaid.gov/pdf_docs/pdacg357.pdf. End of note. Note 90. MCHIP Maternal and Child Health Integrated Program. Access to Health Program website. At www.accesstohealth.org. End of note. Note 91. For a comprehensive guide to postpartum sexual and reproductive health counseling, see Postpartum Counseling, a quick reference guide for physicians by the Association of Reproductive Health Professionals. Available at http://www.arp.org/uploads/carried-postpartum.pdf. Kitter E. Sunabel P. Cardi K. Who receives PAC services. Evidence from 14 countries. Washington. D.C. The Futures Group, 2004. End of note. Note 92. World Health Organization. Report of a WHO technical consultation on birth spacing, Dom Geneva, WHO, 2006. End of note. Note 93. WHO. Medical Eligibility Criteria for Contraceptive Use. 4th edition. Geneva. World Health Organization, 2010. End of note. Note 94. Center for Impact Research. Domestic Violence and Birth Control Sabotage, the report from the Teen Parent Project. Chicago, Teen Parent Project, 2000. Available at http://www.impactresearch.org/documents/deviantbirthcontrol.df. End of note. Note 95. Cook R.J. and Maine D. Spousal Veto Over Family Planning Services. American Journal of Public Health 1987, 77-3, 339-344. End of note. Note 96. Center for Impact Research. Domestic Violence and Birth Control Sabotage, The report from the Teen Parent Project. Chicago, Teen Parent Project, 2000. Available at http://www.impacttreesarc.org/documents/deviantbirthcontrol.pdf. End of note. Note 97. Center for Reproductive Rights. Bringing Rights to Bear, Family Planning is a Human Rights. New York, Center for Reproductive Rights, 2008. End of note. Note 98. Minors and the Right to Consent to Healthcare. The Guttmacher Report on Public Policy, 3 for New York, Alan Guttmacher Institute, 2002. End of note. Note 99. For guidance, refer to Clinical Effectiveness Unit. Contraceptive Choice for Young People. London, Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, 2010. Available at http://www.fsrh.org/pdfs/subgidancyoutpeople2010.pdf. General Comment Number 15, Committee on the Rights of the Child, 62nd Session. The Right of the Child to the Enjoyment of the Highest Attainable Standard of Health, Article 24. New York, United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, 2013. CREC/C/GC/15. www.ohr.org/english/buddies/crc/docs/gc/crc/cgc15_10.doc. Accessed October 8, 2013. End of note. Note 100. RCOG. Contraceptive Choice for Young People. London, Clinical Effectiveness Unit, Faculty of Sexual and Reproductive Health Care Clinical Guidance, Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, 2010. End of note. Note 101. RCOG. Contraceptive Choice for Young People. London, Clinical Effectiveness Unit, Faculty of Sexual and Reproductive Health Care Clinical Guidance, Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, 2010. End of note. Note 102. The Concept of Evolving Capacities in the Child Rights Convention seeks to strike a balance based on capacity between parental responsibility for protecting the child, page 50, and the rights of the child to autonomy and decision-making. End of note. Note 103. For further information on international human rights treaties that oblige the state to reform laws that restrict adolescents' access to contraceptive information and services, see Chapter X. Adolescent Reproductive Rights and Center for Reproductive Rights. Going Ground, the Tool for Debunking Reproductive Rights Law Reform. New York, Center for Reproductive Rights, 2006. Available at http://reproductiverights.org/sites/cr/docs/vicauctions.net/files/documents/pubgogg/adolescents.pdf. End of note. Note 104. General Comment Number 15, Committee on the Rights of the Child, 62nd Session. The Right of the Child to the Enjoyment of the Highest Attainable Standard of Health, Article 24. New York, United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, 2013. CREC/C/GC/15. www.ohr.org/english/buddies/crc/docs/gc/crc/cgc15_10.d0c. Accessed October 8, 2013. End of note. Note 105. Hodgkin R. Newell P. Implementation Handbook for the Convention on the Rights of the Child, 3rd edition. Geneva, United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, 2007. At http://www.unicef.org/publications/files/implementation-handbook for the Convention on the Rights of the Child, Part 1 of 3. PDF and GD. Accessed on December 3, 2013. End of note. Note 106. Center for Reproductive Rights. Gaining Ground, the Tool for Advancing Reproductive Rights Law Reform. New York, Center for Reproductive Rights, 2006. Chapter 10, Adolescent Reproductive Rights. End of note. Note 107. For a good training resource for gender-sensitive contraceptive counseling, see Ministry of Health MOH and IntraHealth International. Pre-service induction FOMO Light Blonde Ingreference Guide. Lilongwe, Malawi, MOH, 2010, Unit 5. Available at https://www.intraharelands.org/files/media/pre-service-education-family-planning-reference-guide/mpsfprg-unit-5.pdf. End of note. Note 108. For an example of guidance needs to be adapted to developing country settings on addressing the contraceptive needs of women experiencing intimate partner violence and / or reproductive coercion, see Chamberlain, L., and Levinson, R. Addressing Intimate Partner Violence, Reproductive and Sexual Coercion, A Guide for Obstetric, Gynecologic and Reproductive Health Core Settings. 2012, 2nd edition. Available at http://www.acog.org/about-acog/healthcare4%2underserved-women/tilde/media/departments/violence%2against-2omen/repro-guidelines.pdf. End of note. Note 109. For a comprehensive resource that provides guidance on enhancing client skills for making contraceptive choices, see Comprehensive Counseling for Reproductive Health, an Integrated Curriculum, Trainer's Manual, New York, in Gender Health, 2003. Available at www.ingenderhealth.org/files/pubs/counseling-informed-choice/ccrh-boolean.pdf. End of note. Note 110. World Bank. Unmet Need for Contraception. Washington, D.C., The World Bank. https://web.worldbank.org/wbsit/external/topics/exthealdnutritionuniradiolan/ext2phag/o Content MK : 22,546,157 tilde Paget :642,298 I7 tilde Pick :6,422,974 3 tilde Fisitech :672,263.00.html and gt. Accessed on December 26, 2013. End of note. Note 111. For further guidance on follow-up services, management of side effects and referrals, see COPIA BF for Reproductive Health Services, the toolbook to accompany the COPE Handbook. New York, in Gender Health, 2003. Available at http://www.ingenderhealth.org/files/pubs/key/toolbook/cope-toolbook-a.pdf. End of note. Note 112. Ray Rao S., Black USDA M., Costello M. et al. The Link Between Quality of Care and Contraceptive Use. International Family Planning Perspectives. 2003, 29-76-83. End of note. Note 113. Bruce J. Fundamental Elements of the Quality of Care, A Simple Framework. Studies in Family Planning 1990, 21-61-91. End of note. Note 114. Germain A. Meeting Human Rights Norms for the Quality of Sexual and Reproductive Health Information and Services. Discussion paper presented at the International Human Rights Conference, ICPD Beyond 2014, June 26, 2013. End of note. Note 115. Yes Quality Glossary 2010, developed by Unit B1 Quality, Classifications Eurostat, 2010. At http://ep.eurostat.ec.europa.eu/portal/pls/portal/portal/podpage.show Doc name equals to 1,344,300.pdf and gd. Accessed on July 28, 2014. 116. Creel LV, SAS V, Amber ND. Client-centered quality, clients' perspectives and barriers to receiving care. New perspectives on QOC. Number 2. New York, Population Council and Population Reference Bureau, 2002. At less than http://www.prb.org/pdf/newperspcocclients.pdf and gd. Accessed on November 19, 2013. End of note. Note. 117. Creel LV, SAS JV, Amber ND. Client-centered quality, clients' perspectives and barriers to receiving care. New perspectives on QOC. Number 2. New York, Population Council and Population Reference Bureau, 2002. At less than http://www.prb.org/pdf/newperspcocclients.pdf and gd. Accessed on November 19, 2013. End of note. Page 51. Note. 118. For guidance on competency-based training of service providers, see WHO. Sexual and Reproductive Health, Core Competencies in Primary Care. Geneva, WHO, 2011. Available at http://gitlib.who.in/publications/2011/97892415101002m.pdf. End of note. Note. 119. For further guidance on informed decision-making, see Choices in Family Planning, Informed and Voluntary Decision-Making. New York, in Gender Health, 2003. Available at http://www.ingenderhealth.org/files/pubs/counseling-informed-choice/choices.pdf. For guidance specific to facilitating informed decision-making among young people, see IPPF. Keys to Youth-Friendly Services, Obtaining Informed Consent, London, IPPF, 2012. Available at www.ecf.org/sites/default/files/informed-consent.pdf. End of note. Note. 120. Queensland Health. Guide to Informed Decision-Making in Healthcare. Brisbane, Centre for Healthcare Improvement, KIE Queensland Health, 2012. End of note. Note. 121. In Gender Health, Choices in Family Planning, Informed and Voluntary Decision Making. New York, In Gender Health, 2003. Available at http://www.ingenderhealth.org/files/pubs/counseling-informed-choice/choices.pdf. End of note. Note. 122. Kim Y.M., Pujuk F., Basuki E. and Coles A. Increasing Client Participation in Family Planning Consultations, Smart Patient Coaching in Indonesia. Baltimore Johns Hopkins University Center for Communications Programs, 2003. End of note. Note. 123. Creel LV, SAS JV, Amber ND. Client-Centered Quality, Clients' Perspectives and Barriers to Receiving Care. New Perspectives on QOC. Number 2. New York, Population Council and Population Reference Bureau, 2002. At less than http://www.prb.org/pdf/newperspcocclients.pdf and gd. Accessed on November 19, 2013. End of note. Note. 124. Considerations for Formulating Reproductive Health Laws. WHO/RHR/00.1. Geneva, World Health Organization, 2000. End of note. Note. 125. WHO. Considerations for Formulating Reproductive Health Laws. WHO/RHR/00.1. Geneva, World Health Organization, 2000. End of note. Note 126. PATH. Ensuring Privacy and Confidentiality in Reproductive Health Services, a training module and guide. Washington, D.C., PATH, 2003. End of note. Note 127. PATH. Ensuring Privacy and Confidentiality in Reproductive Health Services, a training module and guide. Washington, D.C., PATH, 2003. End of note. Note 128. IPPF. Keys to Youth-Friendly Services, Obtaining Informed Consent. London, International Planned Parenthood Federation, 2012. Available at www.ecf.org/sites/default/files/informed-consent.pdf. End of note. Note 129. PATH. Ensuring Privacy and Confidentiality in Reproductive Health Services, a training module and guide. Washington, D.C., PATH, 2003. End of note. Note 130. Molyneux S., Atella M., Anguini V. and Goodman C. Community Accountability at Peripheral Health Facilities, the Review of the Empirical Literature and Development of a Conceptual Framework. Health Policy and Planning 2012, 1-14, doi:10.1093/hepal/sro83. End of note. Note 131. Murphy R.K. and Klugman B. Service Accountability and Community Participation in the Context of Health Sector Reforms in Asia, Implications for Sexual and Reproductive Health Services. Health Policy and Planning 2004, Sutto 1-78-I-86-65. End of note. Note 132. For further reference, see A Guide to Action for Community Mobilization and Empowerment Focused on Post-Abortion Complications, Facilitator's Manual. The Respond Project / Gender Health, 2010. Available at http://www.respondproject.org/pages/files/6pubs/curriculum-manual/comp-ac-facilitator-manual-may-2010.pdf. Another useful resource is Community-Based Family Planning Best Practices Manual, WellShare International 2011. Available at http://www.k4health.org/sites/default/files/cdfp%to-obedient%to-practice%to-omanuel-findbeth.pdf. End of note. Note 133. UNFPA and Harvard School of Public Health. The Human Rights-Based Approach to Programming. Practical Implementation Manual and Training Materials. New York, United Nations Population Fund, 2010. End of note. Note 134. Cornwall A., Lucas H., Pastor K. Accountability Through Participation, Developing Workable Partnership Models in the Health Sector. Institute of Development Studies Bulletin 2003, M0.11. End of note. Note 135. Some of the international human rights treaties on which reproductive rights are grounded include the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, the Convention of Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, Convention on the Rights of the Child, Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women CEDAW and Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. End of note. Note 136. George A. Using Accountability to Improve Reproductive Health Care. Reproductive Health Matters 2003, 1121-161-170. End of note. Note 137. Chacon F. G. Zella Policy Brief, Citizen Participation in Evaluating Health Services, the Latin American. Page 52. Experience.la Evidence and Lessons from Latin America Practical Action Consulting, Climate, Peru, 2012. At less than http://zella.practicalauction.org/sites/default/files/120516.gunsitpartbrief1.pdf and gd. Accessed on November 19, 2013. End of note. Note 138. For further guidance on rights-based SRH indicators, see Strategic Indicators for Universal Access to Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights. An Advocate's Guide. Kuala Lumpur, Asian Pacific Resource and Research Center for Women Arrow 2013. Available at http://www.arrow.org.my/publications/advocate-guide-final-art-and-web.20131127.pdf. End of note. Note 139. Grievia. Redressing Grievances and Complaints Regarding Basic Service Delivery. Washington, D.C., The World Bank, 2011. End of note. Note 140. PMBNCH. National Advocacy Mechanisms for Women and Children's Health. Geneva, PMBNCH, 2012. End of note. Note 141. World Bank. Results-based financing for health. Cure, curse or mixed blessing. Washington, D.C., The World Bank, Technical Brief, 2009. At less than https://www.arbathoughthealth.org/system/files/rbf-tech-mixed-blessr1.pdf and gd. Accessed on December 26, 2013. End of note. Note 142. Doxman 80, Fredham A. An Overview of Research on the Effects of Results-Based Financing. Report Note 16-2008. Oslo, Norwegian Knowledge Center for the Health Services, 2008. End of note. Note 143. International Labor Office / International Council of Nurses / World Health Organization / Public Services International. Framework Guidelines for Addressing Workplace Violence in the Health Sector. Geneva, International Labor Office, 2002. End of note. Note 144. Newman C.J., D. Rees D.H., Kadnakus G.A.N. and Chanda Imana G. Workplace Violence and Gender Discrimination in Rwanda's Health Workforce. Increasing Safety and Gender Equality. Human Resources for Health 2011, 919. At less than http://www.humanresourceshealth.com/content/9/1/19 and gd. Accessed on October 28, 2013. End of note. Note 145. Reyes H.L.M., Potila Zuniga K., Billingsley L. and Bland Millimeters. Incorporating Human Rights into Reproductive Healthcare Provider Education Programs in Nicaragua and El Salvador. Revisit at Namework Venezuela Publica 341-54-259. End of note. Note 146. Reyes H.L.M., Potila Zuniga K., Billingsley L. and Bland Millimeters. Incorporating Human Rights into Reproductive Healthcare Provider Education Programs in Nicaragua and El Salvador. Revisit at Namework Venezuela Publica 341-54-259. End of note. Note 147. Prasad B.M., Murali Dharantiar. Community Health Workers, The Review of Concept, Practice and Policy Concerns. Consortium for Research on Equitable Health Systems CREHS Working Paper, 2008. End of note. Note 148. Sundararam T., Vadar, Gupta G., Samatha M. Determinants of Functionality and Effectiveness of Community Health Workers, Results from Evaluation of ASHA Program in 8 Indian States. BMC Proceedings 2012, 605030. Available at. End of note. Note 149. http://www.biomedcentral.com/1753-6561/6/S4/030. Accessed November 2, 2013. 149 for a comprehensive resource that provides guidance on enhancing client skills for making contraceptive choices. See Comprehensive Counseling for Reproductive Health, an integrated curriculum. Trainer's Manual. New York, in Gender Health, 2003. Available at www.ingenderhealth.org/files/pubs/counseling_informed-choice/ccrhthusiam.pdf. End of note. Note. 159DS. A role of community health workers CHWs in addressing the social determinants of health in Chhattisgarh, India. Mini thesis submitted in partial fulfillment for the degree of Master of Public Health. University of Western Cape, South Africa, 2012. End of note. Note. 151 Vanjanak and N. Lewin S. Berridge V. The Emergence of Community Health Worker Programs in Late Apartheid Era in South Africa, The Historical Analysis. Social Science and Medicine, 2010. 71:1110-1118. End of note. Note. 152 These may be obtained from WHO's most recent estimates on unsafe abortion ratio. The latest estimates are available from WHO. Unsafe abortion, global and regional estimates of the incidence of unsafe abortion and associated mortality in 2008. 6th edition. Geneva, World Health Organization, 2008. End of note.